I'm noticing a trend brewing in Catholic social media. It's the idea that we converts to Catholicism shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't lead and teach others the faith. We shouldn't be running YouTube channels and giving commentary. Now, of course, a lot of this is coming from the We Hate Taylor Marshall Club. The idea is that since he was a Protestant, he retains this Protestant mindset, which explains why he's so critical of Pope Francis. But somehow Michael Lofton gets a pass. I'm not saying Michael is saying this. I don't think he is. I'm saying it seems to be coming from that corner of Catholic social media. I'm thinking of one particular individual, and I'm not going to say his name. But at what point does a convert become fully Catholic and no longer have the stench of Protestantism? I converted in 1992. Is 30 years enough time for me to be considered a full Catholic? Here's the reality. Cradle Catholics are not in a class above converts. This is not Judaism. The people who will enter the church this Easter are just as Catholic as the cradle Catholics who were baptized as infants. A person who was baptized as an infant in the Catholic Church, their baptism isn't any better than a person who was properly baptized in a Protestant church, because all baptism is Catholic. When a baptism is performed properly, the person is baptized into the Catholic Church, regardless of where it's done or who did it. The baptism done in a Protestant church may have been done illicitly, but the validity is no different. The effect is the same. Otherwise, the Catholic Church would re-baptize all converts. And I'm sorry, but a lot of times we converts know the faith better than the cradle Catholics, because you guys take it for granted and we don't. A lot of converts studied the faith extensively before becoming Catholic and enter the church with far more knowledge than the average Catholic. And some of the most effective leaders in the church in modern times were and are converts: Cardinal John Henry Newman, G.K. Chesterton, and virtually all the Catholic Answers apologists are converts: Jimmy Akin, Tim Staples, just to name a couple. And none of them will criticize Pope Francis. Likewise, there are plenty of cradle Catholics who do publicly criticize him. So the fact that Taylor Marshall is a convert has nothing to do with it. Now you might say, recent converts don't know enough to become leaders. They should go study the faith for 10 years before starting a YouTube channel and teaching others. Well, I certainly pass with that criteria. But like I said, a lot of converts come into the church with more knowledge than the average cradle Catholic. Dr. Scott Hahn, for example, should he have waited 10 years? Would you be okay with a cradle Catholic who went through our current Jesuit-ran Catholic school system starting a YouTube channel spouting modernist nonsense? Which is more dangerous? Now you might say, well, this convert and that convert are exceptions, and no, cradle Catholics shouldn't do it if they don't know their faith. Okay, well, why don't you just say you need to have a certain level of knowledge to do this? And if you are going to do this, you need to stay in your lane and realize that you don't know what you don't know, rather than making this false distinction that divides the body of Christ. Look at the parable of the workers in the field. Some workers worked all day, and then others only worked part of the day, but everyone got the same amount. The workers that had been there all day complained because they thought they should get more for doing more work, and they were basically told to shut up. This cradle Catholic versus convert is a false distinction designed by the devil to divide and conquer the church. And if you are engaging in it, you need to stop. There is no difference between a cradle Catholic and a convert. We are all Catholic. Until my next video, God bless.